Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Back again for another Football Friday on the WIP Afternoon Show. With Ike, Spike, and Fritz. Ike, what up? How you feeling, brother?
Brother Spike, I'm feeling pretty good. It is Football Friday. Come on, man. Time to get back on the gridiron. Let's get another W in before we head to the bye week. Jackie Baseball, Dave Dombrowski did the right thing yesterday. All is calm in the waters. How is your boy?
Everything's fine. Phils are back. It's all great. Yeah. Everything's fine. It's amazing.
A little depressing as the World Series starts tonight, and it should have been,
right.
Should have been us.
The little engine that could, fifth highest payroll in baseball, Blue Jays.
Yes, against the little engine that could, Los Angeles Dodgers, who have deferred $1 billion in salaries over the next 10 years. It is a big Football Friday show, as it always is. We will have Nick Costos for you to get your bets in around 2:40. We will have Sheil Kapadia, who's normally a Thursday guest, but we have him today at 3. Tornado Shapiro's weekend forecast.
Elliot at 2:30.
Jaws. Elliot at 2:30 with some AJ.
Yes.
With some AJ stuff. Oh, my goodness. Mike Lombardi's a fraud. We'll talk about that as well. We award the belt. I actually think we forgot to talk about the belt. So.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. It's a big day. Yeah. It's a big day. And it's a big game for the Eagles on Sunday. Ike, as you mentioned, it is a revenge game. It is the last game before the bye. And, you know, not in respect to this game specifically, though I guess this game will be the first game of the rest of our lives, our under center lives, right? And I was thinking about something that Jordan Mailata said to us on Monday night on the Jordan Mailata show. I asked him, now that with the pass game working, what effect does that have on the run game? And he's like, what opens it up? And it's going to help the run game. And I thought about that. I've been thinking about him saying that all week. And it's a nice idea, but we have spent the last couple of years pretty much admitting to ourselves that is not the recipe here. That them being a pass-first team and then, you know, the pass opening up the run instead of the run creating the ability for them to pass was not the way to do it. And it seems to look for the rest of the year based on how the running game has worked, that's the way it's going to have to work. And I am skeptical that it can, I guess. Jalen threw the ball well on Sunday, but they were still a run-first team on Sunday.
Sure.
It was still the run setting up the pass, at least in the beginning of the game for Sunday. And they certainly didn't pass the ball a lot, you know? I think it was 25 or 26 called pass plays. And I'm also skeptical that this under-center thing is going to be something that they do a lot. You know, it took them maybe not the first 7 weeks of the season. Maybe if you look back to even last year or the year before, it took them a while to get here. And you would guess that the reason that they haven't done it, and I'm just guessing, is that Jalen's not particularly comfortable with it. And I guess I'm skeptical that over just 1 week with a little bit of success last week, that all of a sudden he's going to be comfortable. So, it has to do with this game on Sunday, but it really has to do with the rest of the year. And I guess I just can't get myself to believe that they can flip it the way that it seems like they want to flip it and be able to be successful that way.
Well, here's the thing. Watch, learn, and appreciate as it continues to develop. The passing game, I believe, will continue to develop and be the driving force of this offense. I've given up on the idea that somehow the run game can be the leading force or driving force in the offense, and that's okay. Now, it doesn't mean you need to abandon the run. I like the idea they still ran the ball, although it wasn't as effective as they wanted it to be. But you needed to show the Vikings that you were at least willing to run the football. Now, they're going to have to run it better. There's no doubt about it. But if we're thinking that somehow this run game is going to revert back to what it was last year at any point and be that effective, that's not going to happen. So what I have to do as an offense is I have to adjust. And that's the benefit of having this many weapons on your offensive side of the football, is that you're not so married to one way of winning football games. Yeah, you're still going to have to run the ball at times. You come out against the Giants Sunday, you try to establish the run. What you don't do is continuously bang your head against the wall trying to force the run. You have to have plays in your arsenal that are going to take shots down the field in chunks. You have the weapons to do that. We'll see if AJ is going to be able to go Sunday. I'm saying he didn't practice today.
We'll have Elliott at 2:30 to break that down.
So I don't even know if he's going to be available to go Sunday, and that's fine. I still think they got enough in the passing game as well as the running game. The running game has to get better. But to think, I don't know if they're good enough to have one of these lead completely the entire way, either way.
Sure.
So what you're going to have to do is be flexible as a play caller. You do have to make sure you keep some of the under-the-center stuff in there. I don't care how uncomfortable anybody is with it. It's clear that it was beneficial to you last week, so I don't know why you wouldn't keep it incorporated in the offense to some degree each and every week with your game plan. And eventually this thing is going to crack open the way you want it to. But you got to get through Sunday's game. Sunday is one of those games. I'm not saying I don't expect them to go out there and play a dominant football game. I really do. I expect them to win by double digits Sunday. I'm just put that out there right now.
In a divisional game.
Yeah, I don't give a damn about it being a divisional game. Yeah, I expect them to win Sunday by double digits, right? I just think that's where their mentality is at for Sunday. But as far as moving forward, it's going to be the pass game that has to lead their offense. It just is. I don't know if we can block efficiently enough this year to get Saquon going. I don't know if the wear and tear from last year on Saquon's body is having some sort of impact. Here's what I do know. Those healthy weapons on the outside and the quarterback being more in sync with the play caller and Kevin Petullo, to me, says there's more opportunities in the passing game that we need to take advantage of. And I'm not – this is what I've been wanting to see. This is what I projected to see in the offseason. And now that I'm seeing it, I'm not shying away from it. I want more of it. Let's go, Jalen. Let's go, QB1. Give me more of what I saw Sunday. I want to see more of what I've seen the last 2 to 3 weeks in the passing game, the efficiency. You got one turnover in the last 3 weeks, the one interception you have all year long. You look at your completion numbers, the ratings and all of that, the yards per completion, all that stuff is up. I need to see more of that.
I would love to see it. Maybe I'm just scarred. 215-592-9494. Are you skeptical that the Eagles can really be sort of a pass first team? The pass, you know, leading the offensive charge. Mm-hmm. I think that one of the reasons I'm skeptical is that every time it flashed last year, it immediately almost went away. Mm-hmm. Right? It flashed against Cincinnati, Baltimore, Pittsburgh. I guess those are the three games, right, that we would look back at last regular season and say that's where the pass game looked the best. And then it just sort of went away. And they're I also think, looking back on this season,
but it could go away because you had the running game to go away with it. If you're not running the ball effectively, you can't run from the passing game.
Yeah, well, that's...
You have to throw the ball.
Yeah. Well, they're going to have to try...
You just don't believe they can do it. You don't believe the quarterback can do it.
I am skeptical.
It's okay. I need you to say that.
Just say it.
Because I need that in the atmosphere.
Yes.
Because when that's in the atmosphere, that's when he burns all bridges.
Burns
he
the boats.
He lets you know.
I don't believe he can do it.
Thank you.
I don't believe he can do it.
Don't worry, Spike. I agree with you.
I knew you were dying for me to say.
I knew that's where you were heading.
I don't believe that he can do it. And to be honest with you, I don't really even believe the coaches believe he can do it, or they would have tried it, or they would have done it more. I think the coaches tried it in the beginning of last season, and it wound up with turnovers. And I also, to their credit and to his credit, they found a recipe that worked instead of that, and they all benefited from it. And this is, when we talk about what he's good at and what he's not good at, this is the thing. The sort of pass first, slinging it around, you know, establishing the pass before you establish the run. He's had good passing games, but it's never what he's done.
I think it's fair
done.
To question it.
Yeah,
I really do. And that's why I said, from his perspective, you need to keep proving people wrong.
He does. He does.
I got no problem with saying that. Like, that's what he needs to do. He needs to keep proving people wrong.
Yeah, some said it's a prove it year. And I think that they are starting to be justified with that opinion. Yep.
It all depends on what you're trying to get him to prove.
That's right.
All right. 215-592-9494. It's On the Record Friday. I guess I'll just reframe it. Do you believe that Jalen is capable of a pass-first offense to lead the Eagles the
Friday
rest of the
cooking.
Year?
Let's
no.
I mean, do you
run the ball? Run the ball.
That's what I don't believe.
They have to get back to running the football. First off, they got to know.
Get back to it.
Yeah.
Do you know Saquon only has, 20 less carries that he had at the same point last year?
That's fine. They got to figure out the running game. Because guess what? They got to ice games, too. They haven't been able to ice games this year at all because they can't run the football. Figure it out. Don't start getting them into this, we got a gunslinger back there.
No, nobody's saying gunslinger.
Everyone's saying gunslinger. Run the ball. No. Run. You are a physical football team.
Effectively. It's only 23 passes last week. That's not gunslinger. It's not 43 passes.
Yeah, but you know they're itching. You know Lurie's making the call saying we're a pass-first team now. Run the ball.
two yards and a cloud of dust, right?
Yes.
Then figure it out. Get the blocks. You're one block away. Block.
They need 10 downs. Just tush-push it each time for a first down. 215-592-9494. Do you really believe the Eagles can be a pass-first team? Starting us off. Our leadoff hitter, Corey in Columbus. Corey, you're on WIP. What's up, Corey?
H-E-L-L-Y-E-A. Hell yeah.
No,
H-E-L-L space Y-E-A.
hey, he might be proving some people wrong, but he's proving me right every week.
You were out on him 2 weeks ago. What are you talking about?
Hold up. Time out.
He wasn't out. You weren't out on him, were you?
You see, he tries to say, just because I say somebody need to play better, that mean they out. If I tell my kids, if I whoop my kids' ass, that don't mean I don't love him.
911?
That's true.
Okay, then. There you go. That's what I'm saying. I don't whoop my kids, y'all. Just put that out there.
Yeah. Jack has to settle down.
911.
Yeah, too early. 4:30, Jack. 4:30.
I'm into gentle parenting, you know.
We feel you. Look, we feel you. You gotta use terms like spank, not whoop.
Right.
You went back to the old school.
Yeah. Getting out your belt.
Look, what I need on Sunday is, and people don't want to hear this, Saquon Barkley, I need y'all to get Shipley, and I need you to get Tank Davis.
Ooh, Shipley, Tank Bigsby.
Because listen, because not that I don't think Saquon is great, because Saquon is great, but it's like I want to see if it's the offensive line 100%, because Saquon was running behind terrible O-lines in the Giants, right? So I want to make sure, he just ain't pressing, And give Shipley, because when Shipley was running it, when Tank was running it, they was picking up yards, even when we had A.J. Dillon. You know what I'm saying? I just want to see. But you already know. You put the Ike, Spike, Fritz. Guess what we on pace for?
What?
27-2. Woo! That's a good number in Philly. 27-2. We on a pace for it. That's all I'm gonna say. We might get it. We might be in the Hall of Fame.
Nick did it in 12 games.
That's true.
Yeah. Was it 11 games or 12?
And they lost in the first round.
Yeah.
Hey, all I know is my quarterback, y'all said he couldn't throw for more than 22, 23. Don't try to say change up now when he on pace. And he running the ball when he got 16 touchdowns to one interception? What?
We're not counting touchdowns.
My boy top five, top 10 in all passing stats. After this game, everybody that put in that bet for Jalen Hurts MVP, going to pay off.
Well, that's me, too. I have that, too.
Well, let me ask you, Corey. You're going to get paid off.
Corey, while you're here, because I want to ask you and Ike something that you brought up a minute ago in your diatribe there. You said you wanted to see Tank Bigsby a little bit. You said you wanted to see Will Shipley a little bit, A.J. Dillon, you know, and that when they've run the ball, they have had some successful runs. I know Saint Saquon, I know we blame the offensive line and all these other things.
Wow, you going to Saint Saquon?
No, I love
Saquon. It's a name calling.
But, wow. But are we at the point, like, we're almost in the middle of the season where we can say that probably it might not be there with him this year. And I know we've talked about half step and all these other things, but for him to have the worst, he's having the worst season of his career.
Yeah, but here's the thing. What benefit is it to accept that in week 8?
The benefit would be not for us, but for the football team to maybe... I'm not saying Saquon's not the guy who will get most of the carries, but it is true that it seems like every time they've given A.J. Dillon the ball, it's gone for like 7 yards in the middle of the field. Or the Tank Bigsby carried it one time. And I know it's easier. I could say that about, KG.
They're not focusing the defense on Tank Bigsby
but
when
maybe,
he's out there.
Maybe that's an advantage.
Like,
maybe,
sure.
You know, all these things. I don't think that's a crazy thing to say, hey, maybe throw those guys in there a little more.
No.
They're not coming off of 500 touch seasons.
We said this all offseason. I expected Shipley to actually be a bigger part of the offense.
Yes.
I just did. I just did. So I was all for sort of lessening Saquon's touches.
Right.
I'm all for that. The problem was that this is such a dependent philosophy we have as an offense that it's like, well, it worked last year, just do it this year.
Right, right.
And so they've come into the season with the mindset of, not that we're going to take a step back with Saquon, expecting there to be a little bit of drop-off of explosiveness from him, and let's limit some of his touches in practice, in training camp. Let's make sure his legs are fresh and try to work in more of Dillon and Shipley. They came into the season with the idea of he's still the best player in football, and we're going to run our offense through Saquon Barkley.
Well, and truth be told, every game he looks like he gets shaken up a little bit. There's the moment where you're like, and I know Detroit has two, I'm not comparing Will Shipley or A.J. Dillon or Tank Bigsby to the pair, to Montgomery and Gibbs, but they certainly split stuff and are very successful
exactly.
doing it.
Exactly.
You know?
And that's how you keep both of them fresh.
Yes, and maybe it gets Saquon to the end of the season, because the amount of times that he's slow to get up or you're wanting, he's in the tent for some reason.
Yeah.
I don't know. It might be smart
to do. Another
thing
Elliot was wrong about this offseason.
Yeah.
About how much we should use Saquon again.
Yeah. It was a good point, Corey. So sorry for making you stick around.
Yeah, I agree with you.
All I'm saying is, look, when there's no fear, when number one is here, baby, if you keep that as your motto, we going back. That's all. I holler at y'all.
All right.
All right, Corey.
Well, we need number 11 out there, too, though, to help.
Yeah, and we'll have Elliot on with us at 2:30. So AJ has not practiced all week. It did not practice today. And Elliot, I think, will have some insight as to whether he could play on Sunday. I mean, he is certainly talented enough to go in there. I guess the question is, you know, will he? 215-592-9494. Oh, hey, Bam, an early call from Bam in Upper Darby. What's going on, Bam?
What's going on, fellas? How y'all doing?
What's up, brother?
What up, Bam?
No, I'm like, hey, Spike, I got to give it to you, though. I did listen to the Sixers game the other day. VJ do sound good, man.
He does sound good.
He does sound good.
Yep. But I'm going to go on a record and call this game this weekend. Call the score this game.
Okay. All right. It is on the record Friday.
All right. It's going to be 34-16. And my favorite, like I said, Ike and Spike and Jack, my favorite player, Jalex Hunt, is going to have two INTs for two pick sixes.
Jalex Hunt is going to have two pick sixes?
Yes, and I'm calling.
It's three in 2 weeks.
Wow.
Now, Bam, you know where he plays on the field, right?
Yeah, I know.
Okay.
I know.
If Jalex Hunt has two pick sixes, you can co-host.
If he has one.
If you can co-host, what I'm about to offer. If Jalex Hunt has two pick sixes, you can co-host the show for a day.
Okay.
Absolutely. You're in. And I out of my pocket, I will pay you union rate to do it. All right. All right, Bam. All right. Thank you, Bam. If Jay looks
no
on his
shot.
Yeah, well, luck. Yeah, so
what have you held on to the one last week?
Yes. Now, a big question, and this question won't be answered until 5:30. So I don't want you to answer it.
Okay.
But you just said the Eagles will win by double digits, and
yeah.
you are famous for the Eagles win but don't cover prediction.
That's true.
So at 5:30, we will all be able to find out if you're going to live up to your word and actually predict that they're going to win by
wow.
two scores.
Okay.
You know, I'm just filing yep. that away yep. for the yep. end of the show.
That's true.
All right.
Now I'm held accountable.
You are. That's what this show is about. 215-592-9494. Do you really believe that the Eagles can be a pass first team? Do you think Jalen can do it, or do you think they should just keep running into the wall
yep.
over and over again?
Do you really believe it?
Like,
yeah,
really,
you really believe it. Come on.
It's an honest Friday.
Yes.
Yeah, tell the truth Friday. So also coming up next, Elliot Shore Parks will join us. We will get all of the information on A.J. Brown, who has not practiced this week. Can he play on Sunday? Maybe get an update about Cam Juergens, and that is coming up next on the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building
a life. For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. One, it's $15 a month. Two, seriously, it's $15 a month. Three, no big contracts. Four, I use it. Five, my mom uses it.
Are you playing me off?
That's what's happening, right? Okay, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Picture me rolling in my 500 Benz. I got no love for these. There's no need to be friends. They got me under surveillance. I swear somebody can tell them. No, there's no being sold. But I ain't one selling.
It's a WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. You get your 2:30 Tupac and 5:30 Creed.
And this might be a staple on Fridays.
This particular song?
Yeah, it feels like a very Friday.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Who laughs better on a track than Tupac? Yeah.
Maybe Jada. Kiss.
Yes, he's a good one too.
He's
a good one too.
Yeah.
Twitter question brought to you by Mark's Jewelers. Mark's is celebrating their 44th anniversary with an up to 70% sale on diamond jewelry and more now through tomorrow in store only. Twitter question is, are you skeptical that the Eagles passing game has it figured out? The options still skeptical or they're just good now? What do you think the answer is? Still skeptical about the passing game or they're just good now?
Well, everybody's not as optimistic as I am.
No, probably not.
So I will say there are still some skeptics out there. But I'll say it's closer to 50-50. Let's go 54% are still skeptical.
77.6%.
Damn.
This is,
damn,
I would say the last week or two is the most iffy I feel like Philadelphia has been on the Eagles since the Cleveland, after the Cleveland
game. Two losses, two losses in a row.
It just, it shook people in a way that I didn't expect. It was, everything will be fine, and then it was just, bam, they hit into a wall, you know?
Yeah.
215. Oh, no, we have Elliot. That's right. Joining us now of the Go Birds podcast and 94WIP, our favorite guy, Elliot Shore Parks. Elliot, how are you doing, brother?
Man, I'm surprised my theme song didn't bump 230 Tupac off. You just didn't,
It doesn't.
ESPN's on the phone to start your Friday.
But nobody bumps Tupac. Bumps Creed. Nobody bumps Tupac. Those are the two rules of the WIP afternoon show.
So, I like it.
Elliot Shore Parks, we heard, and I guess you can confirm A.J. Brown did not practice once again today.
Yeah, A.J. was on the practice field off to the side like he has been all week, but now the third day in a row where he didn't practice, meaning he will have not practiced at all this week. I asked Nick Sirianni earlier if there's still a chance he could play even without practice, if that was like a requirement for him to play, and he said no, he does think A.J. is someone that could play if, you know, without practice, but we're going to get the injury report probably about an hour and a half or so. And I don't think AJ's playing. Like, he might not be listed as out today.
He'll be maybe doubtful, right?
Or questionable. Like, okay. I think there's benefits to having him questionable. Maybe he warms up a little on Sunday and tests it. But I've never covered a player under Nick Sirianni that was out practice all week and then started the game and played on Sunday.
So I guess also you could say the other thing that is alarming is the wrong word, but telling is the fact he wasn't doing individual drills or anything out there either, right? He was just hanging out.
Correct. Yeah, he didn't do anything at practice today. I will say yesterday we saw him working out a little bit with a trainer prior to practice, but I wouldn't say it was any like type of real like hard running or anything like that. But the other thing is, I mean, last year, if you remember, he missed, I think it was a month, with a hamstring injury. And he also had a, leg injury he dealt with in training camp. So this is, you know, a bit of a, I don't want to say a pattern, but this isn't like a fluke injury. He has dealt with these things for a while and they have sidelined him.
Yeah, interesting that he didn't want to talk to the media all week though.
Didn't talk to the media all week. He left early today before the locker room opened or right around when the locker room opened. So have not heard from AJ at all this week.
I just want people to know it's not that it's some rule that if you're injured, you're not allowed to talk to the media.
It's really just a concussion.
I mean, like, Jalen Carter literally said he was playing in the middle of the week last week when he didn't even practice.
Yes, it's only a concussion you're not allowed to talk to the media, I think.
It's not a rule. I agreed. Now, I will say, like, and Ike, maybe you can speak to this, like, players do like to lean on if they don't practice and they don't talk. Like, that's kind of an unwritten thing. But no, AJ absolutely could have spoken to the media this week if he wanted to.
Can I introduce a mild... I'm just asking questions. This is not me suggesting it's true. I'm just asking questions. Because a lot of times when you hear a hamstring injury, you think, oh, maybe they do imaging. We find out if it's a grade one, grade two, grade three. We get some sort of look ahead as to when they may be able to play. But it was not that with A.J. Brown. We just woke up and they were there at the practice facility practicing on Wednesday, and he was just not practicing. And then I think to myself, well, there have been whispers. And again, I'm just asking questions. There have been whispers about trading A.J. Brown, right? Dan Orsini and the actual rumors and stuff. That stuff has been out there. Dan Orlovsky looking ahead and saying, you know what? I don't think this is about getting the ball. I think it's about getting out of town. And then if I'm also to put my conspiracy hat on, I will look and I will see, well, there's a game on Sunday, but then there's a bye, and after the bye is the trade deadline. So if they get through this game Sunday, then you're all the way through the trade deadline without A.J. Brown having to play a game. And then I tell myself, if you're thinking about trading A.J. Brown, you certainly don't want him to play in a game because you certainly don't want an injury to happen. And it all, I arrive at this spot where I'm thinking, meh, I don't know. Do you think that is at least worthy of a
So I think with AJ, anything's possible. And I think that there is so much smoke that anyone completely dismissing what you just said, I think is just wishful thinking. Like, do I think AJ is going to sit this game out on Sunday because he might get traded? No. Do I think AJ could be traded prior to the trade deadline? Yes, I do. I wouldn't put it at a high percentage, but you know, we don't hear any of this with Devontae. We don't hear any of this with Dallas Goedert, who is in the final year of his deal. Like, there's a reason it's always about AJ, and there's enough smoke there. So yeah, I think it's possible he's traded before the deadline, but in terms of sitting out this game because of that, I think that would probably be more of a convenient thing than what's actually happening.
Okay, and then the other thing I would ask, and just, again, just for context for everyone, and you talked about this a little bit on Tuesday, but could you give, because I'm done worrying about the cap for any of these things, but it's at least worth knowing the ramifications. So if they were to trade AJ during the season, what would the cap ramifications be for the Eagles this year, next year, and looking ahead?
So with the normal caveats of, they can do whatever they want with the contract, basically, and that it won't stop them from trading him. My understanding of AJ's contract is if they trade him prior to the trade deadline, or, you know, trade him in 2 weeks or whatever, they save $1 million in cap space this year. His cap hit is currently $16 million, or no, it's $17 million. It would go down, right? So they would open $1 million in cap space. Next year is when they would take the hit. Next year, he would have around a $20 million dead cap hit, which would bring his total cap hit in 2026 to $43 million. It's currently slated to be around $23 million. So the cap will not be a reason they don't trade AJ Brown. If they don't trade him, it'll be because he's an elite receiver and they need him to win.
Sure.
The salary cap part of it will not be part of why, and I've seen a lot of people say this, but like, it's not going to be a reason they don't trade AJ Brown.
Well, and especially $20 million next year is not, they've dealt with far worse than that. Even Bryce Huff is on their cap this year, right?
It would be a $43 million hit in total for AJ next year for him not on the roster. But I mean, when they traded Carson in 2020, that hit was $35 million. The cap has gone up substantially since then. Ultimately, if they trade AJ, it'll be because he doesn't want to be here and because they get a good return. Like, that's why they'll do it. The cap hit won't stop them from trading him.
Okay. Anything on Cam Jurgens, any of the other key Eagles we've seen? I assume Landon Dickerson is fine because we haven't heard anything, but Cam Jurgens, did he practice today?
Cam did not practice today, and he's not even been out on the practice field all week, at least for the portion open to the media. So I do not expect to see Cam Jurgens out there on Sunday. I think it'll be Brett Toth at center. I'm assuming Landon Dickerson will play. You know, he has at least practiced in some capacity all week. He played the full game last week. Doing the players lounge with them this past week, I thought like he seemed in good spirits.
Yep.
Seemed like he came out of that game okay. So I would expect to see Landon out there, but I would not expect to see Cam.
And then last thing, do we have any guidance onto what Cam Jurgens' injury actually is? Because we knew it was a knee, but I haven't heard anything since earlier this week when I think it was Landon or somebody said he was going to have an MRI, but we haven't heard anything.
It was Toth, right.
So any guidance as to what Cam's injury is and how long it could potentially keep him out?
I don't have any more information on that. I do think like an important part of all these injury discussions is that the bye week is next week. I know you already brought that up, but like if you were to sit AJ for this week, if you were to sit Cam for this week, you do get that extra week of rest, and then they don't even play until Monday night. So that's a decent amount of time off their feet heading into a really tough stretch. And the last injury thing I would say quickly is I would not expect Adoree Jackson to play on Sunday. He's still dealing with the concussion. And Brandon Graham was asked today if he thinks he's ready, and he sounded iffy on it, but I think there's a chance he's active. It's just a matter of whether he actually gets in the game. So definitely a lot of different injury things heading into Sunday.
I'll tell you what, BG is iffy, but I bet the Eagles aren't iffy. They're like, big boy, you're getting paid. We need 15 snaps out of you.
Yeah.
And we haven't heard any. When is Jacorian Bennett eligible? Is that after the bye to come off?
No, so Jacorian Bennett can play on Sunday. He would need to be added to the 53-man roster. And
okay,
that's a tough spot because they have 52 spots, but they also then need BG and Jacorian. So what, like, to put them both on, someone on the current roster is going to have to go. AJ Dillon, I would say, is a possibility there in terms of someone that would be released. But Jacorian Bennett practiced this week, and I think there's a shot he's active for Sunday.
Okay. All right. Thank you, as always, Elliot. You can download Birds podcast wherever you get your podcasts, including the free Odyssey app. You get Go Birds Daily, all that stuff. If you don't have enough Elliot in your life, what I would tell you is the Go Birds podcast is a way to fill that cup all the way to the top.
Man's everywhere.
Yeah. He is. All right, Elliot.
And if you wanted to listen to us yell about gambling, you can use the Odyssey app to go to yesterday's show and just rewind that.
Yes.
Listen to us yell yell about gambling.
To 3 p.m. if you want to hear Elliot's worst take. All right, Elliot. Thanks very much.
All right, brother.
Talk to you guys.
All right, buddy. Nick Kostos joins us in about 5 minutes, 215-592-9494. You know what? I want to kind of lighten the mood a little bit.
That's right.
And talk about the bedroom.
And set the mood.
Yeah, well, weekend's coming, you know.
It's going to be a little cold.
Friday. Oh, under the covers.
Oh,
come
on. The magic happens.
Yeah, you know what you do? You get under the covers and you get close to be warm. And then, you know, you never know what can happen.
Yeah, that's true.
And when it happens, you want to be able to be at the top of your game.
That's right.
That's where Blue Chew comes in. And if you imagine, you know, sitting there, you don't want it to be a pill. You want it to be a chewable. And that's what Blue Chew is. Because you want to be able to, you know, you keep it in the little nightstand or whatever.
Keep it
in the
right
drawer.
There on the nightstand.
There you go.
Pop that thing in like a Tic Tac.
There you go. Make it easy on you. They also make it easy on you. You don't have to go to, there's no doctor's appointments. You just do it at BlueChew.com. So no awkward conversations, no waiting 3 months for an appointment. You don't have to wait in line at the pharmacy. Hell no. Mm-hmm. They make it and they ship it right here in the U.S. of A. So in your mailbox is a discreet
heart
package.
Goodness gracious.
You suck, man. Full of joy. Full of joy that package is. And speaking of joy, what is more joyful than free? Nothing. So your first month is going to be free. But at checkout, make sure you use code 94.
Mm-hmm.
You'll get the credit in the bedroom. We'll get the credit from you. Everybody's happy. All you got to do is pay $5 from shipping. And then you can
chew it and do it.
Chew it and do it. Let the good times fly.
Like that one, huh?
I love it. Bernie and Hershey, you're on WIP. What's up, Bernie?
Hey, how's it going?
What's up, brother?
Hey, not too much. I guess what I'm concerned about is, you know, if we depend too much on these the long ball games, you know, where AJ launches them down the field.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. One, it's $15 a month. Two, seriously, it's $15 a month. Three, no big contracts. Four, I use it. Five, my mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Like Hail Mary type plays. I'd like to see more. Like, when's the last time the Eagles had a fullback? I mean,
last year.
I mean, like,
what do you think? No, we're just about to turn our offense into a two-back offense?
I'd like to see more. Like, how about put Jordan Mailata back there and tell him it's a rugby ball and send him up the middle and clear a path?
Let me ask you.
Who plays left tackle?
Yeah.
Fred Johnson.
I don't know. I mean, I just feel
that's a problem.
I feel like our offense needs more trick plays, maybe options, maybe screen plays.
Statue of Liberty, flea flicker.
Something. Yeah.
Philly special. Run two Philly specials. Yeah.
Yes. Run Philly special every time. See if it keeps running it till it stops working.
Yeah.
You know, I
don't know.
There's a sense of desperation in your voice, Bernie, and I get it.
Why, Bernie?
Yeah.
No need to be desperate.
Okay, Coach. So here's the thing. Like, do you guys not agree? Like, every time, like, Hurts drops back and he's in trouble, he seems like he wants to run so fast all the time instead of, you know, where's his I guess he needs more time. I don't know. And then he launches the ball down like a Hail Mary pass. You know, it's like they're not like
Bernie.
I don't know. It's a little scary sometimes. He makes the passes and they catch him.
Yeah.
I don't know. Another thing is, I hate like seeing like a great football player whine so much about getting the ball. You know, I love AJ, but I feel like he's a whiner, man. Like it's got to be more like a team. It's a team sport, man.
Yeah.
You're not always going to get the ball. You know.
Yeah, I agree. And thank you for the call, Bernie. Even when he does get the ball, it doesn't seem like
doesn't really matter.
That was we had said it, and then Orlovsky said it. It's just like it's not about getting the ball anymore.
Yeah.
It doesn't seem like. Jack, is Kostos there with us?
Not that. Not yet.
Oh, okay. All right. 215. Oh, what were you going to say?
No.
I heard you. Okay.
You heard the breath.
He's there now.
Yeah. Oh, he is.
Yeah.
All right. So we'll
wait to try. Yeah.
All right. With joining us now, Nick Kostos, the best looking guy in sports betting, host of You Better You Bet. I was lying. He's not. He's pretty good looking. Odyssey Sports Betting Insider. Insider calls presented by BetMGM. Make it legendary. Check out the latest lines on the BetMGM app. You can watch or listen to Kostos and You Better You Bet. And then You Better You Bet countdown to kickoff Sunday's 11-1, leading you up to kickoff on the BetMGM network on the Odyssey app. Hey, Kostos.
What's going on, guys? How we doing today? Happy Football Friday.
Well,
yes, sir.
You're dead to me, man, because we have Eagles-Giants, too, on Sunday, and we need revenge. And, you know, it feels like the Giants fans have been a little too happy with their little quarterback and their little, you know, idiot running back. And
dude, we get our souls stepped on last week in Denver. Who's happy?
Well, maybe it's just more ass. Yeah, yeah. You're still you're miserable?
How could you not be?
Well, because I thought everybody was super happy, still super happy because you have a quarterback now.
Well, what I said on Monday, and I did like an instant reaction podcast after the game that I encourage people to check out. I think that Giants fans, obviously not your audience, but I think the reason why I'm not excited is because look at the schedule. We can talk about if the Giants are going to cover or not. Like, they're not going to win this weekend in Philly. They're going to be 2-6. The schedule's impossible. They're probably going 5-12. Like, Dable's probably getting fired. And now it'll be Jackson Dart entering year two with a new coach and a new GM that didn't draft him. This is what bad organizations do. The Giants are a bad organization.
Yeah, I mean, you said multiple times they should have those guys should have been fired before this season, right? I mean, that was after last season. That was your position.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
It's the position. Yeah. Imagine being like the worst team in the league in year three of your regime and coming back for year four.
Yeah. Well, okay. So you're miserable. There's nothing I can do with that. Okay. I can't battle with a guy who's miserable about his own team. I actually kind of feel bad for you.
Knicks are pretty good.
Yeah, they're pretty good. Pretty good. Cute story. That's what the Knicks are. The Knicks are a cute story.
I did bet on your team the other night, though.
Yeah, you saw VJ.
VJ Edgecombe.
Yes.
Of course I saw him. I don't think he's going to win Rookie of the Year, but I will say this. I said this on You Better You Bet yesterday. Obviously, like, Edgecombe's not going to – obviously, he's not going to – if he's going to win MVP if he averages 34 points a game.
Yeah.
But once – when McCain comes back, if Embiid stays healthy and Paul George stays healthy, like, they're actually, like, a legitimate contender in the Eastern Conference. Now, it's like a parlay you have to cash, and Embiid staying healthy is a massive underdog to hit. But if all those things happen, like, this could actually be a really fun season for the Sixers.
See you in the Eastern Conference Finals.
Yeah, Kostos.
Understand.
I hope so.
If you can get there.
Yeah, if you guys can get there.
If you can get there.
Well, we beat the Cavs in the season opener, and you guys beat a bad Celtics team.
Yeah, so well, we
I
won.
Would say advantage Knicks at the moment.
You know, speaking of betting that game was 1.5 2 days before the game, and closed at 5.5. I guess it was because of Jaylen Brown, and then people found out about the Embiid minutes limit. But I saw it rocket up. Is that when you bet it?
No, well, yeah. So it was when the Embiid limits minute came out.
Okay,
exactly.
That was it.
When Embiid wasn't going to play, is he going to play in the game? How much is he going to play? And look, Boston was going to be a favorite prior to that, and like Paul George doesn't play in the game also. But yeah, it was just, you know, like a shot on. I don't think the Celtics are good enough to be that type of favorite against a team even like the Sixers. I do think Philly's a better team than Boston. We'll see what happens if and when Tatum comes back.
All right, so you said you think the Giants are going to lose. The line is 7.5. What do you think about betting the game?
You know, we won't be able to really like have like a strong conversation here about the side of the game until Sunday when we find out for sure if A.J. Brown's playing or not, because they didn't practice today, right? But Nick Sirianni said earlier in the week that he could still play even if he doesn't practice the entire week. So it feels to me like this is a legitimate coin flip, maybe leaning more towards not playing than playing. But we won't know until Sunday at 11:30 a.m. when the actives and inactives come out. So what I can tell you is I would never bet the Giants, never. I feel like the ship has sailed on the Giants. I think their season ended last week in Denver. And I came on the show last week, guys, and I told you, I think the Eagles fans hate that I bet the Eagles every week, which is weird. Like, you should like it. I bet the Eagles last week. They won, and they looked awesome in doing so. And Jalen Hurts, walking into the locker room after the game, said, "We ain't losing anymore." Now, they're going to lose at least one more game over the balance of the season. But I do think the Eagles are about to kick it into high gear. I think the Eagles will win. I don't know if they're going to cover. I want to know if A.J. Brown's playing in the game. And I'd like to bet the over in the game as well, guys. Total currently sitting at 44. If A.J. Brown plays, I think this goes over. Where, you know, Jackson Dart being able to make plays out of structure, and we saw that in the Thursday night game a couple weeks ago, obviously helps. We saw it last week against Denver, where a lot of these Giants plays are not fluky plays down the field, but they're broken plays, and that's what Jackson Dart's good at. That obviously helps an over. Jalen Hurts is obviously good at that. Giants secondary is banged up. When we get confirmation that A.J. Brown is in, if we get that confirmation, I'll bet the over and a lean for me towards the Eagles to win and cover.
Last thing on that. If, let's say, A.J. Brown gets ruled out, right? Is there a number that you're comfortable? Do you think the line moves at all? He gets moved out? And is there a number you'd be comfortable with the Eagles if he does get ruled out?
Yeah, so right now we're in between, let's see here. We're like in between 7 and 7.5. And what that means is the number is 7.5, but it is juiced way towards the Giants.
Okay.
So we're close to just coming down to 7. So if A.J. Brown doesn't play, my guess is that this closes 7 or in between 6.5 and 7.
Okay.
And the total will come down probably like a half point or so, or a point, if A.J. Brown doesn't play. 44 is one of the key numbers when we talk about totals. Look, if A.J. Brown doesn't play and the number is 6.5, I'd consider betting the Eagles. I don't know if we'll ever get there. I don't want to bet the over if A.J. Brown doesn't play in the game. Like that, I'll be off of entirely.
So another game or two you love looking at the slate for this weekend?
Yeah, let's, you know, the Carolina Panthers will aim to do to the Buffalo Bills what the FBI is aiming to do to the NBA. Hit him with the RICO. I've used that line like 9 times already this week. I think the Panthers with Rico Dowdle and Chuba Hubbard will run all over a terrible Buffalo Bills run defense. Andy Dalton starts in place of Bryce Young. I don't really downgrade Carolina for that move. Bryce Young may be back next week. I think Carolina's live in this game. I don't know that I would bet the Panthers definitely to win, but I will take the points with Carolina. I bet 7.5. I think 7 is okay as well. Carolina against Buffalo. And then let's go to Sunday Night Football with the Aaron Rodgers Bowl, Packers against the Steelers. I like the over in this game, total sitting at 45.5, where Pittsburgh's defense stinks. I think we have enough like documentation that that's the case this season, enough data points. So Green Bay is going to be able to move it on this Pittsburgh defense. And on the flip side, I think Arthur Smith and Aaron Rodgers will negate Micah Parsons and this Packers pass rush like they did the Vikings pass rush when they played in Dublin with the quick game. Piss and vinegar game for Aaron Rodgers against his former team. Give me the over 45.5 on Sunday Night Football.
Quick little funny note about the Panthers. There was this Panthers podcast that after their last loss quit the podcast because they said they could not waste any more time on this organization, and the team is 3-0 since they quit the podcast.
That is
a little lesson to never give up. Or if you're doing if you're doing a podcast about your team and they stink, maybe quit. You know, if you help the team.
Are they like not doing it anymore now? As like a
they
like
are
a
not
superstitious.
They're not. They posted a podcast, but it was all on YouTube. But it just said Panthers win for 40 minutes on the screen. That's all it did.
These are people that don't get content because you guys know.
Yes.
You don't want your football team to go 8-8 or 9-8 or 8-9. You want them to go 3-14 or 14-3 yes. to generate interest.
Yep.
That's good for business when your team's bad and you're doing a podcast, or really good. One or the other.
Yes, you can't be in the middle. And any props? You like a prop or two out there, buddy?
Yeah, let's go Stephon Diggs over receiving yards for the Patriots against the Browns. The number's going to be dragged down a little bit because Cleveland's defense is really good, but the Browns allow explosive plays down the field, kind of a hallmark of the Jim Schwartz defense in a negative way. I'd actually look to play Kayshon Booty. Booty, 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 rocking everywhere. Shout out to Bubba Sparks. Booty over 30.5 receiving yards, Diggs over 54.5 receiving yards. I think the Patriots will smash the Browns. And just to get this out there, like I am legitimately sad about the Giants. Like, season ended last week in Denver. Like, they're not going to make a run. And you could have made the case that they were going to. And now, and I'm not just saying this, it's not a reverse jinx attempt. I'm always honest with you guys. I think they're going to get absolutely smashed on Sunday. And it makes me want to smash my hand into the wall. It's very upsetting.
I'm sorry. I'm actually sorry, too, because I had them at over 6.5 wins for this year. And that's not going to hit.
Let me break out the world's smallest violin for
everybody. There it is, the world's smallest violin. All right, Kostos. Well,
it's good stuff, brother.
I'm sorry you're sad. And good luck with your cute story basketball team. We will talk to you next week, brother.
You know in your heart of hearts that the Knicks are better. And I know that you
well,
know.
Well, they are right now.
They're better.
You know that I know that you know.
They're better. Know. They're better, but they're not good enough. They've spent all this money and traded all these draft picks to just be a cute story. That's all they are.
Well, they could win the East.
Nope.
Really?
I don't know.
You don't think the Knicks can win the East?
Yes, they will get
annihilated by Oklahoma.
Yeah,
City
so is the goal to win the East or is the goal to win a championship? You know,
well, what are you going to do? What are you supposed to do? Look at Oklahoma City and just go throw your hands in the air and be like, we can't beat them.
The Pacers almost beat Oklahoma City last year. Don't give me Oklahoma City. Hold on. They're not the Durant Warriors. They're not a team that you go, oh, Lou Dort. There's no way we can beat Lou Dort and Jalen Williams.
You have cherry picked like the seventh best player on the team. Like you could have said SGA, yes. Chet Holmgren or J-Dub. But listen. But you are intentionally lying to and misleading your audience by doing that.
I just don't think they're that scary.
You are like Terry Rozier. You are a bad faith actor.
No, I am not. You're scared of SGA. He's a good player, but that's it. He's not.
I don't think you believe that. I mean, I do. Sincerely. You know, the SGA is a good player.
No,
you're
I said,
insane?
I said he is a good player. That's what he is. But I don't think Oklahoma City is the kind of team that you go into a year and say, oh, no way we can beat Oklahoma City. You think Chet Holmgren
Who's
is that good?
Them?
He's fine.
Who's beating them?
Denver could beat them.
Denver's the only team that I would say could beat. How about this? Well, how many games do you think the Thunder will win this year in the regular season?
I don't care. 63.
Oh my God, yet they play 82 games. You're saying a team that goes 63-19 isn't really that good?
But who cares if they go? No, I'm saying that you are saying, how could we possibly beat the Thunder? That is a cope.
That's correct.
No, that is a cope.
It's a cope because
you guys run around your filthy, smelling like pot in urine city, beating your
That's
chest
true.
With your chest hair and your
Axe body spray,
talking about how good the Knicks are back. The Knicks are back. The Knicks are back.
Hold on a second.
Yeah.
Hold on a second. No one wears Axe body spray. I shave my chest. The city does smell like pot and urine. That I'll give you.
Okay.
It is not a cope. It is a statement of reality. The Knicks, I think, are the best team in the Eastern Conference. If they play the Thunder or the Nuggets in the championship, they will get smoked because those are the two best teams. That's not coping. That's reality. That's the facts. And you could not be You, I'm actually stunned because I think you're a really smart basketball mind. I mean that sincerely. How ass backwards and wrong you are about Oklahoma City.
No, and he hates Wemby.
It's all young players, and they're all a year older, and they're about to blitz the entire league this
and
year.
You know what? You know what this is? This is when you go into school and you're worried about the score you're going to get on the test. So you said, oh, I didn't have time to study. You are coping. You're giving the Knicks an excuse. You're giving your loser organization who hired a loser coach.
Are the Sixers winners?
It's not about the Sixers. We're talking about the Knicks. The Sixers have had a loser.
Honestly, how about this?
Yeah.
I don't know what your city smells like because I'd never go there.
There it is.
Because you know why?
Why?
Because I'm from New York.
Oh, there you go. A city so great they put their football teams in New Jersey. We will talk to you next week.
Looking forward to it. Wishing everybody minimal sweats when he bets the absolute very best luck. We need to make some kind of bet on the Thunder because I'm looking forward to taking your money.
Fine. We'll talk to you next week. That is Nick Kostos, host of
Joke.
Are you? Get out of here. Pot him down. Host of You Better You Bet, Odyssey Sports Betting Insider. Insider calls presented by BetMGM. Make it legendary for all your betting info talk. Check out the BetMGM network on the Odyssey app. Sheil Kapadia joins us next.
His thoughts on the Thunder?
Yes, his thoughts on the Thunder, perhaps. Sorry for that. He started it. Sheil joins us next. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.